Statistically, women are far more likely to suffer abuse at the hands of a partner or family member than they are to be attacked by a stranger. In Brazil, incidents of domestic violence are high. How high, nobody really knows. All too often, it's a crime to which society turns a blind eye. On the streets of Rio de Janeiro, however, the issue has become suddenly visible. Massive graffiti murals are appearing on walls and buildings, the work of a group of women who are determined to raise public awareness about an issue which, rights groups believe, could be responsible for as much as 70% of violent female deaths in the country. Sam Cowie reports from Rio.
It's an overcast Saturday afternoon in Penha, a working-class suburb of Rio de Janeiro. A group of young women have gathered in a local square. Cans of spray paint are being tested, and a brick wall is being covered in a dark grey undercoat. Today, the women will paint a mural on the wall. The leader of the group is Pamela Castro, a graffiti artist with a very specific agenda. Pamela's work focuses on combating domestic violence and promoting women's rights through the medium of graffiti.
We try to talk with the other women about the domestic violence and the women's rights. And to do it, we use the graffiti, because here in Brazil, everybody likes the graffiti. People accept it, and it's easy to use this as tool to communicate with the youth.
Pamela is 31, has been painting graffiti since 2005. She has completed many murals across Rio de Janeiro, calling for an end to domestic violence.
When I started painting the murals, women making graffiti was something, it wasn't so common. And the boys don't agree that we could make a good work as them. And the people in the streets feels like weird to see a woman painting the walls.
Pamela starts by spraying a rough outline of a woman's face. It doesn't take long before the image starts to take shape. The face appears beaten, with a bloodshot eye and cut lips. The bruised eye is also painted in the shape of a flower, giving a double meaning, which Pamela explains.
It's a woman with the flower in the eyes. That means like a woman has to open the eye. This is why you have the flower in the eye, valorizing it. Because the vision is something important, because women need to see the violence, your rights, and need to fight against it.
Growing up in working-class Penha, far from the picture postcard image of Rio de Janeiro's affluent Zona Sul, Pamela explains where she takes her inspiration from.
Women in my family, they suffer domestic violence, because in the past it was something common. This is why I work to change it, because I have a reference in my family that I don't want to continue with this in the future, with my daughter or the others.
In 2006, Brazil introduced the Maria da Penha Law to combat domestic and family violence against women. The law is named after a woman from Brazil's northeast who was shot by her husband while asleep and confined to a wheelchair for the rest of her life. The Maria da Penha Law raised the punishment for domestic violence to prison terms, with a maximum sentence of 3 years. A report by the Sangari Institute indicates that a woman is beaten every 5 minutes in Brazil, and in the majority of cases, the people responsible for the attacks are boyfriends, husbands, ex-partners or family members. Furthermore, the Brazilian Parliamentary Commission of Inquiry to investigate violence against women concluded that in the last 10 years, 44,000 women have been killed in their homes in incidents of domestic violence. Pamela explains that a culture of endemic machismo and lingering patriarchal attitudes are to blame.
Because in the past, the man treat the woman as an object. And this is why he thinks that he could do whatever he wants with his wife, because it's one of your properties. But now, we are trying to change this concept, saying that woman has your own life, independent of the husband.
In 2008, Pamela founded an organization called NAMI, which aims to reach out to poor, isolated communities where women are less likely to be educated and financially independent, and therefore more vulnerable to domestic violence. Nami travels to such communities, holding workshops to inform women about their rights and how the Maria de Peña law can protect them. It survives through private donations and a lot of dedication and hard work. As the day draws to a close, the previously blank wall in a bare concrete square is now a showcase of vibrant colours, calling for an end to violence against women. Pamela steps away from the mural to give her thoughts.
With my work, I want to change the position of the woman, the society, the way that people look us, because we changed a lot in the past years, but we need to change lots of things.
The girls pack away their paints and celebrate with some ice-cold beers, congratulating each other on a mission well accomplished. Pamela calls the crew together for a group photo, another one for the scrapbook.
And if you want to see the murals mentioned in Sam Cowie's report, go to dw.de/worldlink and follow the link to the picture gallery.